You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. South Carolina is home for the Jake Bartley Band, who's on a mission to create fresh, soulful, roots-oriented music. I caught up with Jake as they were traveling back from Daytona Beach's Bikers Week, where they just opened up for David Allen Coe. Life on the road and their current CD, Brotherhood, is the topic of our conversations here on this edition of Americana Music Profiles. So hi, Jake. Welcome to the podcast. I hear you've been hanging out with David Allen Coe.
Dave's a legend, man. It's always cool. We actually, he was kind of kicking around on one of those little scooters, and they got him unstuck out of the sand a second ago, so I get to put that on my bucket list.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Help David Allen Coe get out of the mud.
Yeah, right. That, you know what? That sounds like that sounds like there's a song in that.
No doubt, man.
I was looking over the notes here, you guys have been at this quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. I've been playing music professionally since I was about 15. My old man was he was an entertainer long before I was born. You know, since like he was 18, so I grew up in a musical family, and I was in doctors watching my old man on stage, so I got a lot of practice before I was ever on stage.
Yeah, for sure. So did you? When did this become a professional pursuit for you?
Let's see. Like I said, you know, the typical kind of garage band when I was a teenager, and got the biggest amps we could and turned them up as loud as they go.
Right.
And it was pretty much awful. But I think I really knew I wanted to do it for a profession when I was 17, 18. I decided it was go time, man. So I kind of, you know, lost the distractions of everything else and went straight after music.
Yeah. Okay. So how long has this configuration of the Jake Bartley Band been together?
The exact configuration is about a year now. Just because of the pieces we've added guys have come around and gone again. But we've been the Jake Bartley Band for 4 or 5 years now, I think.
Okay. And new album or are you touring with one that's been out for a while? What's the state of your recording?
We just released the album. It technically released in November of last year.
Okay.
We had an EP before that and a single before that, so we've been kind of, this album is the first one that's been on a label on Bonfire Records. So yeah, we're definitely touring on this album right now, but you know, always constantly writing recordings to get that.
So is this the first album for you guys as the Jake Bartley Band, or just the first one with Bonfire?
This is the first full-length album we've done. Like, so we did an EP before, and we ended the Jake Bartley Band. I think it was 4 songs on the EP, but this is the first album on Bonfire Records.
Okay. And you said you guys have been together about 4 years. What was your music pursuit leading up to that? Same kind of style, different band than this, or what brought this band together?
It was I mean, it was totally different style from there. I was in a touring band called the Swing Medallions from my hometown in Greenwood, South Carolina. And I was a legacy in that band because my dad, like I said, he was in the band way before I was born, but he was a Swing Medallions when he was 18.
Uh-huh.
And he went all in the 80s. And I played. He left that band and started his own, and I played that band. And then I was 22, somewhere around that area. I joined the Swing Medallions, played the band for about 8 years, and then I left. And the intention of leaving was that my wife and I had 7 kids, and we had kid number 5 on the way. And I told the guys, "Man, I gotta get off the road. You know, that's a nigga beer in the house for." And I was like, "Cool, man, yeah." And I got off the road, and the Drake Bartley band kind of started by accident. And now I'm on the road about twice as much as I was a
really. Oh my gosh! Okay,
bit of a backfire.
So you guys are so this is a full-time thing then for the Jake Bartley band?
It is. Yeah, it is. What was supposed to be a weekly project turned into a full-time touring band.
And
it's funny how things work out. You know?
Yeah, right. And the other guys in the band have all been doing other things leading up to this as well, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's been in bands previously. Our guitar player played with Randy Coors for a lot of years. He toured Randy Coors all over the country. He played with Dierks Bentley's band.
Okay.
And he recorded with Dolly Parton. So he's probably, out of all of us, the most seasoned in this side of the business.
Okay.
Our bass player, Matt, he's been in several bands leading up to this. We've all kind of, it's funny, everybody cut their teeth on different stuff. And I think it kind of shows in our music. I tell everybody, they're like, "Where do you get your style from?" And I'm like, "Well, I grew up playing R&B. Matt grew up playing kind of jam rock stuff. And Andrew grew up playing country. And the other guys in the band, obviously, they have different backgrounds as well. So it's just crazy to see how you throw it on a melting pot and see what comes out."
Yeah, sure. And did I read correctly that your first single, you actually worked with Vince Gill, brought the big guns out early, huh?
I know, man. We started at the top, and I was like, "Oh, God, there's no way to give it down from here, right?"
How did that come to be for you?
We got the chance to play at Vince and Amy's farm. Was it last year? We played it 2 years ago. We played at their farm and they for an engagement party. And Vince was there, and we got to meet him. We got to hang out with him, and they were just amazing people. His niece was getting married, but it was kind of one of the crazy, you know, guy who knows a guy things. But they hired the band to come play to the party. Went up and did our thing. We got to meet him, and it was super cool. And then everything went so well. They said, "Would you like to come back and play for the wedding reception?" We're like, "Well, let me think about it." Yes. So we went back up there, and the second time we went up, you know, we felt like we'd established a real connection with Vince and Amy. They were just such cool people. I mean, we sat there and talked to them for like an hour the first time. So we came back up, and we're sitting there rapping with them again, and we said, "Hey, look, Vince, you know, we got an album coming out. Would you be interested in guest starring on it?" And I mean, without hesitation, he's like, "Yeah, sure, man, I'll play on the album." I mean, he's the epitome of a class act.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. And are you getting some pretty good action with that song already?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's just having his name on it really, really helps. And it's gotten pushed. It's been on Cowboys Minions page on Facebook and Double Country Rebel, and that's right. We got to do an interview on WSN 650 where we got to talk about it and that kind of stuff, and they actually put it in their rotation.
Yeah, that's sweet. So did he help collaborate songwriting-wise on the song too, or did you just bring him in for the vocals?
We just brought him on the vocals. I wrote the song several years ago, actually, and this is technically the third incarnation of that song because that particular song, I've kind of gotten in conversations with people about the meaning of the song, and initially I feel like it feels like a different situation, but it's, you know, and honestly, it's just my heritage,
uh-huh.
Where that song came from, and it's kind of about the troubles of being an outsider, and like I said, so I was home several years ago and not thinking that it was going to be anything that anybody heard but me and the people I played around,
yeah,
you know, the campfire and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I guess there's enough that people connected to it, and they've been spinning it pretty hard, so that's pretty well for us, man.
Yeah, yeah, wow, that's cool. So
you
mentioned earlier a little bit about the style, and I guess kind of fitting into the Americana roots kind of classification. Is that fair? Is that where you see you guys? Where you see yourself?
Yeah, I really have fallen in love with the term Americana.
Yeah,
it's such a broad genre that. You're not handcuffed to any one style, really, with Americana. You know, as long as you don't, it can be country, it can be rock, it can be soul, which, like I said, that really does well for us, because our background, when we get in the studio and we write and record it, all these different directions kind of pop up, and they, you know, they rear their ugly heads recording, and it all, I mean, I would say it's worked out well, you know, but I'm probably biased, but I really like the way it comes around. So I think Americana is probably the perfect fit for us.
Yeah.
We are, say, you know, our spectrum is super. But every time we play a show, that's almost always the first thing people think, like, oh my gosh, man, y'all play everything. You play punk and rock and old soul and country, new stuff. You know, it's, I guess our different backgrounds with John through in our songs.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you find your best audiences? What kind of venues do you feel like are working for you the best?
It's funny because it's changed up for me. When I was coming up, it was all about the party crowd. You know, keep everybody on the feet, keep everybody dancing.
Right.
But I've found this. Romance and a sit down audience.
Yeah.
You know, like a like your theater type places,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Sure. Uh-huh.
It's just you know, you still have your up tempo songs, you still get the energy out there, but you really get to connect with people on a musical level, and that's just something that's kind of foreign to me. I'm still learning about it, but it's definitely something it's this new cool mystique for me that I get to try out every once in a while. It kind of takes the music to a more intimate level.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Do you when you do those shows, are you doing all or predominantly original material?
No, I mean we're still at the point now because we're touring on one album. We definitely, I mean, you know, sometimes you get places. I mean, man, you play Nashville, you play 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
And we just don't have 4 hours of original music. So, I mean, we definitely still splash in covers, but the thing that I love most about our covers is that we hardly ever play something like the radio.
Okay, yeah.
If we do a cover, you know, we definitely put our own splash on it.
Well, audiences seem to really dig it when you pull out an old classic and mix it in with your stuff. I think it kind of keeps the familiarity there for them, yeah.
Yeah, if you can pull out the right one, you're a hero, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah, especially if you can pull it off in your own special way and own it, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
So are
yeah,
all
I mean,
of the guys in the...
a journey song.
Yeah. are all the guys in the band songwriters? Is it mostly your material when you guys do original stuff, or how do you guys get to that point?
No, yeah, we definitely collaborate on the writing. As a matter of fact, our last trip to Nashville, we took a lot of gear with us and basically set up a small studio in the house, and we wrote and recorded in the house while we were there. And it's like, you know, somebody will come up with an idea, somebody else will be like, hey, try this. Somebody else will be like, set this. You know, it's definitely a group effort on our writing. I mean, there are definitely the songs that come in that's, you know, so-and-so wrote it, and we all learned it exactly like that, or so, you know. This way, but a lot of the time it's a collaborative idea.
Yeah. Okay. And you guys are a South Carolina based band. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's being on the road look like? Are you guys weekend warrior kind of thing, or when you're out, do you have kind of these stretches of tours, and where is it taking you?
Yeah, it looks like gas stations and McDonald's. Yeah, if I had to describe it, I would say we're a pull yourself up by your best man. I mean, we've built off from the ground up. We've definitely had help along the way, but we're still at the point now. The record label helps us out now, but the record label has been around. I mean, we've only been on a label for the past year.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We've been on a bomb the past year, so you know it's definitely funny getting help from people now. This stuff comes in. Oh my gosh, dude, that could have been happening all along. But we definitely we all hustle, man. We book shows. We do our, you know, as of the immediate moment, we're handling all our tour stuff.
Okay.
We're kind of house contained for the moment, with the help from the label and some our publishing and stuff like that.
Are you guys heading into like a festival season? Will you do festivals, or is it more the clubs and theater type stuff that you do?
Yeah, no, we're headed into the festival season, and we got some cool ones lined up. I don't know that we'll ever move away from the club yet. Honestly, I mean, it's kind of part of who we are. So I'm sure the occasional club will come around every once in a while. We're trying to, you know, we're always working towards the promotions. We're trying to develop and get on, but there's a kind of certain magic when you play in the bar and then people are just jamming out with you, right there face to face and everything.
Yeah.
But we're definitely trying to move the festival line and the theater venue type things, but that's, you know, festival season's on as well, so we got some cool ones coming up. But,
yeah, okay.
Bars, I don't know if the bars will ever go away, much to my wife.
What do you? How far out do you look? What do you see the future of the band? Is it are you supporting your touring? Are you working towards? We'd love to have a hit record kind of deal. Do you see that far in advance? Do you plan that far ahead?
I don't do a lot of planning. I'm gonna be honest. I let Matt do the planning, but yeah, we try and plan as far as possible. I mean, we have stuff to, I think, 2021 right now, or 2022. But, I don't want to say if a hit record came along, turn it down. I mean, we'd definitely love to have a song on the radio and people know our names across the country and across the country. But we've been kind of slow grinders up until this point. You know, we pick up fans everywhere we go, and it's not really the viral, I guess, term is the
term
I'm looking for. Like,
yeah.
That's more, it's, I don't know, slightly organic maybe. I don't know if that sounds weird or not.
Yeah, okay. So the new album is Brotherhood, and the single, we'll call it the hit single, is Cannonball. And how long will you tour this record before you – do you have a studio songs ready to go for another record yet? Are you that far ahead?
Oh, yeah. And we've we've been writing and recording. We're at this point, we're back to the studio. We're kind of waiting. All now is the show schedules to slow down just a touch so we can catch some studio time. The studio material is there and waiting to go. It's fine, 2 seconds to do it. You know?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Crazy, man.
So this is on Bonfire Records. How can folks track you down? They want to listen to the music, get a hold of a copy of the Brotherhood CD. What's the best way to do that?
You can, the website is thejakebartleyband.com. You can go on there, you can catch our tour schedule on there. We're also on Facebook. You can catch the band on Facebook, catch our tour schedule. Instagram, a big one for us right now is Spotify. You can go on Spotify and listen to it. We have physical albums for sale. I think you can order them online,
okay.
Amazon, stuff like that. We always have our merch table wherever we go, so if you really want to get a CD in your hand, the best way to do is come to the show and meet us in person. We'll sign it. And we have the absolute coolest group. Everybody thinks we have the coolest fans, but I mean, we legit.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to tell everybody else, but ours is the best.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We got the cool people in the world, man. Our fans have made us far so far. So.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks, Jake. I appreciate you taking the time on the road to chat with us, and we certainly wish you guys the best, and hopefully we'll catch you at a show somewhere here down the road.
Well, my pleasure, man. I definitely hope to see the show, and I look forward to it.
Yep, great. All right, have a good day, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who helped make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.